Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Structure event in San Francisco. It's day two, and I'm delighted to have Florian Liebert, CEO and founder of Mesosphere, with us today. Hey, Florian.
Hi. Thank you for having me here.
This has been an exciting journey to watch your company grow and really emerge in the center of the cloud conversation. Why don't we just start by an introduction about Mesosphere and what you guys are delivering to data centers?
So in December of 2009, I actually joined Twitter as a software engineer to work on user search, which was a project at the time that was one of the first microservices that Twitter built. Twitter at the time was a monolithic Ruby on Rails application that no longer could keep up with the scale requirements that they saw through the exponential growth. We decided to take the site apart and create microservices. And one of the frustrating aspects about that was after everything was code complete, it took about 3 months to roll it out into production. And I took that as an opportunity to investigate how our infrastructure was run and brought in a close friend of mine who was working on his PhD thesis over at UC Berkeley, Benjamin Hintman, who is one of the authors of Apache Mesos. And so we brought him in, he gave a technical talk, and all the Google engineers who had previously worked at Google, who now were working at Twitter, got super excited because they saw something in this technology that they were used to at Google, and they got really excited, and we decided to bring Ben on full-time and really build next-generation Twitter platform on this Apache Mesos project. And a couple of years later, all of Twitter.com was running on Mesos at an unprecedented scale outside of a company like Google or Facebook. So it was one of the very first open platforms for turning your data center into a really high performance and easy to use private cloud.
When you decided to found Mesosphere out of that open effort, what was the purpose in that? And how do you plan to extend what you've done with Twitter, which is pretty impressive, and bring that kind of scalable capability to other companies?
Yeah, so after Twitter, I switched over to Airbnb, where we were facing similar problems. And actually, my co-founder was one of the first engineers over at Airbnb and running the engineering team. And again, we took a Ruby on Rails application, created microservices off it. And that was when we had this aha moment. Every company should be able to do this without having to employ a team of 20 or 30 people who all duplicate this effort. What we did in 2013, we started Mesosphere with a simple mission of making Apache Mesos much easier to use and actually offering much more around it. When we think about Apache Mesos, we think of it as a distributed kernel for your entire data center or cloud, in fact, for hybrid setup. And the kernel alone doesn't really give you all that much. I mean, it's really, really powerful because it's well-tested. It's the only proven system out there scaling to tens of thousands of servers, but it doesn't give you as much as you really want. And now that the data center is sort of the new form factor and distributed systems are everywhere, we felt the need for creating a data center operating system that's actually wrapped around this open source Apache Mesos project.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you created the actual stack and how it interoperates with underlying infrastructure? And what is the interplay there?
So one of the things that got really popular over the last year has been the Docker file format. Docker is a great tool for doing local development on your laptop and then taking this container and deploying it elsewhere. But that doesn't really solve all of your problems, right? And I think what we saw quickly become a real necessity is a system that can now orchestrate all of your Docker containers. Or if you don't use Docker, if you just use Java WAR files, for example, because you're running application servers, we wanted to enable you to do the same, to just deploy, manage, and scale services. And also a Docker container, if it fails, there's nothing built in on a cluster-wide level that just restarts it and makes sure that it's always running. So that's a problem that we solved, and we solved it because we had all of this vast experience of running services at scale and not just on your local laptop. That project was called Marathon. It's probably one of the most proven systems out there for container orchestration. But we're also embracing other technologies like Kubernetes that are a little bit more opinionated about how we would do container orchestration. And we also ported that over and made sure that it runs really well on top of DCOS. The other part is that Mesos really allows you to program this new form factor of the data center or cloud like it's one single computer. So it makes it extremely easy to write a new distributed system. You don't have to worry about interconnecting all of these containers and sending messages between them. You don't have to create this messaging infrastructure. You don't have to create the infrastructure to store the working set or state for applications that rely on state. Mesos has all of that baked in. So it makes it super easy to write a distributed system in any language. Go, Java, Python, Scala, C++, you name it. And then your application is automatically scalable from one to tens of thousands of physical servers. It's really exciting, and that was one of the key reasons why we decided to pursue Mesosphere, was because we were really in awe when we were like, wow, in 50 lines of Java, you wrote a system that can run on 10,000 servers?
Now, I was at MesosCon earlier this year up in Seattle, and you guys announced DCOS, the 1.0 of that software. What has that been like since the delivery of that, and what has customer response been?
So we're not far into our GA launch, and one of the key reasons for launching DCOS was to make it extremely easy to not just install Mesos and Marathon, but to really bring a lot of other applications or data center services onto your private or public cloud without being locked into any of these cloud service provider APIs that are all proprietary. So companies like Verizon have embraced DCOS to have AWS-like capabilities inside their own data center. The great thing about that is that if you use DCOS and you want to use a message queue, for example, you can use Kafka or ZeroMQ, whatever you want. You can swap it out. Same for NoSQL service of choice. You can just install React with a single command, and maybe you have two teams and each team has a different use case, and a company wants to use both of these technologies. And we're making it extremely easy to deploy these data center services, but also manage them and make sure that they're self-healing so that there is very limited administrative burden. So you don't have to be what I call a data center developer to use DCOS or Mesos. You can just deploy your existing applications and your life will be much easier.
What is the relationship between Mesosphere and Intel in terms of collaboration?
We've been collaborating with Intel on a number of different initiatives, and one of them, of course, the Cloud for All initiative, where we're aiming to bring the cloud to everybody, not just if you want to run on Amazon, but if you want to turn your private data center into a cloud. On top of that, we are, of course, working on bringing software that takes advantage of optimized hardware to the app developer. So think about being able to, for example, access GPUs and exposing the capability of individual machines that have GPUs to an application developer without the application developer necessarily having to know on which host the GPU lives. That's all abstracted away still. So we're bringing some really interesting partnership here that enhances Mesos and makes it more usable for a much wider variety of applications and workloads.
I'm sure we piqued folks' interest online about Mesosphere. If folks want to engage with your team about potential implementation in their own environment running Mesosphere DCOS, who should they engage with and where should they go for more information?
Follow us on Twitter. @Mesosphere is our account, and send us a Twitter mention if you want to send us an email. info@mesosphere.com. We'll be more than happy to talk to you and walk you through some of the use cases.
Florin, it was awesome to have this conversation with you. I know you're a busy guy. It's a busy conference. Thanks for taking the time out today for this conversation.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having been here.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.